Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music each week, Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1, from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love and occasionally put it an oddball thing, a reading, a joke, a story, and I have a wombat planned for tonight. And those oddball things I call wombats. So that's where I get my title, Wombats and Music. The first song tonight is the song I ended last week's show with. I didn't get to play very much of it. And my tradition is that if I can't finish a song in one show, I'll start the next show with it. This is one of the classic songs by Judy Collins, How Can I Keep From Singing? And it expresses a state of mind that I aspire to. A state of mind where you're at peace with yourself. And no matter what the troubles around you, you can say to yourself, how can I keep from singing?
My life flows on in endless song above.
Judy Collins, How Can I Keep From Singing? I often talk about leavers and leavees, relationships that end, and one person chooses to end it and the other doesn't. Of course, sometimes it's mutual. This is a story. This one is called Second Chance by 38 Special. And in so many times in life, not just in relationships, but we wish we had a second chance. We want to try again. And often, there is no second chance. Often, if you don't get it right the first time, or if it doesn't work out, that's it. Now, here's a person, the singer, the person who wrote the song, saying, look, I'm sorry that I goofed, I screwed up. Give me another break. Give me a chance. And begging for it. It's a beautiful song. I personally doubt he's going to get a second chance. But you never know. Sometimes fate is kind. And let's hope this time it is.
To the sky, and everything.
That was Second Chance by 38 Special. I often wonder what it is in songs that rings the bell with me. I mention often that I only play songs on this show that I love. And why do I love them? What's my criteria? I hope to find things that other people like also. And, of course, everyone has different tastes, so any given song may have a lot of people who like it and some that don't so much. My wife, Phyllis, is a good critic. Our tastes differ a bit, and there's some songs or some things I do that she says, I wish you wouldn't do that, and other things she's quite pleased with. And I think the rest of the audience is probably the same. Anyway, one of the things I notice is that one thing I look for a lot of the time is rhythm. I really like rhythm. And another thing is I often like songs that are in a minor key, or I notice some of the ones that I like are in a minor key. The following one, Twists in My Sobriety by Tanita Tikaram, is in a minor key and has a lot of rhythm. And I find it very mysterious. The other criteria that I have for songs is something I call poignancy. How much does it ring the heartstrings? How deep does it reach into me? And this one, it does not consciously, overtly reach into me, but it gets to me somehow. And a part of it is just, of course, the rhythm and the haunting minor key. In any case, this is one of the songs that I really enjoy listening to, and I'll now share it with you. Twist in My Sobriety. Sobriety.
dig out till you've seen the light. Half the people read the papers, read them good and well. Pretty people, nervous people, people have got to sell. News you have to sell. Look, my eyes are just holograms. Look, your love has drawn right from my hands. From my hands, you know you'll never be more than twisting my sobriety. More than twisting my sobriety. Look, my eyes are just holograms. Look, your love has drawn red from my hands. From my hands, you know you'll never be more than twisting my sobriety. More than twisting my sobriety. More than twisting my sobriety.
Twists in My Sobriety by Tanita Tikaram. I mentioned I like rhythm, and the other things that, among other things I like, are something that I'd call creativity, where my mind feels twisted or moved or in something different. The following song, Blackberry Blossom, is a fiddle tune by John Hartford. John Hartford's one of my favorite fiddlers. I'm a fiddler. I'm still learning. I will be forever. And this is the style of music I like most. And the fiddle and its cousins, the viola and the cello and so forth, are probably the most versatile instrument next to the human voice. The ability to slide between notes and the emphasis and the... It's just all just a wonderful thing. And this example, Blackberry Blossom, shows what the fiddle can do to me. This is the kind of music that I am trying to learn most. And in fact, I have learned this song and would hope someday to play it so it'll sound vaguely like the way John Hartford's going to do it for us right now. Blackberry Blossom.
Now Garfield playing at the mouth of a holler, and Ed said, Garfield, what's that tune? Garfield chewing a chew-a-chew tobacco, spit right down in the blackberry bush. Said, by God, well, we'll just call her Blackberry Blossom, and I guess they did. Strings and a white bone keys, and I held the fiddle against his chest. Well, I carried the rage of a blind man's soul as he rocked the fiddle and he pulled the bow.
Thank you.
Blackberry Blossom by John Hartford. The next song is one of those that I like partly because it has a lot of rhythm. The song is Bring Me Little Water, Sylvie. I first heard it, and it first became popular to the public when Harry Belafonte sang it in the 50s, and others have sung it, and it brings to mind possibly a slave, but certainly somebody on something like a chain gang or working out in the hot sun and wishing that somebody would bring Sylvie, his admired lady friend, would bring him some water. And that's the basic story. But Maura Smiley and her group Voco have changed it around a bit, put a lot more rhythm in it and some harmony. And this is the result. So this is Bring Me Little Water, Sylvie by Maura Smiley and Voco. Bring Me Little Water, Sylvie, by Maura Smiley and Voco. Well, we're well into summer now. It's second week in June when I'm recording this show. And in this area, Abingdon, Virginia, and Emory, Virginia, it gets pretty hot in the summer. We're in the mountains, so it doesn't get too hot. Not like where I grew up or spent part of my childhood in Tampa, Florida, where my father was from. There it gets quite hot in the summer. But even here, it'll go up to 100. Sometimes there are long, hot summer days. And there's a certain way of experiencing a long, hot summer day that's very relaxing and peaceful, kind of drifty. And this particular song, the long, hot summer theme, sung by Jimmy Rogers, captures that. And I love to play it in the summer and try and invoke in you the mood that I think he's trying to express. And we're into summer, so here comes long, hot summer.
The long, hot summer seems to know every time you're near, and the touch of a breeze gently stirs all the trees, and a bird wants to glasses.
Jimmy Rogers and the Long Hot Summer. Next up is Truly, Madly, Deeply by Savage Garden. I mentioned Leavers and Leavees. The other area that these songs often explore is in the middle. It's not the beginning of a romance. It's not the end. It's the middle when they're deeply in love. And that's the way I interpret this song by Savage Garden, an Australian group. Here we go with Truly, Madly, Deeply.
I'll be your dream, I'll be your wish, I'll be your fantasy.
Sky fall.
Truly, Madly, Deeply by Savage Garden. Well, it's time to take a break and tell you who we are and what we're doing. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7. We're your college and community station from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia, in the southwest tip of the state of Virginia. And we're about 8 miles out of Abingdon, Virginia. So if you want to hear us on the web, you can pick us up at WEHCFM.com. That EHC stands for Emory Henry College, WEHCFM.com. And also you can email me at harry@baya.net, B-A-Y-A.net, or hbaya@ehc.com. And I'll be glad to get any comments or suggestions for my show. I've had a lot of fun making this show. I love listening to the songs. I love picking out the songs. So it's fun. And the occasional wombat. I have one more song for you before the show's wombat. But the next song is, again, one of my favorites. Of course, all of these are favorites. Some are more than others. This is Tracy Chapman. I mentioned earlier that I like rhythm. And I also like poignancy. This one has some decent rhythm, but mainly it's poignancy. It's the meter on poignancy goes up through the roof for me on this one. Tracy Chapman's voice and this song just really rings that bell. So here we go with A Place for Me by Tracy Chapman.
If you wait for me, then I'll come for you. Although I have traveled far, I always hold a place for in a while, then I'll return to you. I'll return and fill that space in your heart. Remembering your touch, your kiss, your warm embrace, I'll find my way back to you if you'll be waiting. If you dream of me like I dream of you, in a place that's warm and dark, in a place where I can feel the beating of your heart. Your kiss, your warm embrace, I'll find my way back to you if you'll be waiting. For you.
kiss, your warm embrace, I'll find my way back to you. Please say you'll be waiting. Together again, it would feel so good to be in your arms. We're all my journeys in. You can make a promise. If it's one that you can keep, I vow to come for you. If you wait for me, say you'll hold a place for me.
That was The Promise by Tracy Chapman. Well, it's wombat time. I love doing the wombats, and I don't put one in every show, but occasionally I'll stick one in. This is a good one, at least one of the ones I like. One of my favorite authors is Kurt Vonnegut, and my favorite book by him is Cat's Cradle. In Cat's Cradle, there was a made-up religion, completely fabricated. Everyone who practiced that religion knew that it was just a lie, basically, that there was no substance to it. The person who made it up just made it up. However, they, in this little country in Cat's Cradle, they chose to live their life as if it were true, to be guided by its principles and to just act as if everything in it were as real as anyone else believes their religion to be, even though they knew it wasn't. And one of the parts of the religion was a death ceremony. When a person was dying, a priest would come, and they would recite this little prayer for the dying, I guess it's called. And so this is it. I'm going to read it to you. In the book, what would happen is the priest would say a line. The first line is, God made mud. The priest would say, God made mud. And then the person who was dying would repeat it, and they'd go through the entire thing. But I'm just going to read it to you as a poem, as just one long piece. There are a couple of things I won't tell you about now. You'd have to read the book, and I recommend the book, Cat's Cradle. It's a short book and a lot of fun. And there's something called a Wompeter, which was a special thing in your life, and your Karass, which is all the people who are very important to you. And there's all sorts of stuff you could learn, but that isn't important. What's in essence is, you'll hear, is this is what is said when someone's dying. And I hope at my funeral that this will be read. Here we go. The priest starts off saying to the dying person, God made mud. God got lonesome. So God said to some of the mud, sit up. See all I've done, said God. The hills, the sea, the sky, the stars. And I was some of the mud that got to sit up and look around. Lucky me. Lucky mud. I, mud, sat up and saw what a nice job God had done. Nice going, God. Nobody but you could have done it. God, I certainly couldn't have. I feel very important compared to you. The only way I can feel the least bit important is to think of all the mud that didn't even to get up. It didn't even get to sit up and look around. I got so much, and most mud got so little. Thank you for the honor. Now mud lies down again and goes to sleep. What memories for mud to have. What interesting other kinds of sitting up mud I met. I loved everything I saw. Good night. I will go to heaven now. I can hardly wait. I can hardly wait to find out for certain what my Wompeter was, and who was in my caress, and all the good things our caress did for you. Amen. So that was Prayer for the Dying from Cat's Cradle by Kurt Vonnegut, and that's our Wombat for the night. Well, next is a song from the 50s. This is Bye Bye Love by the Everly Brothers, a change in pace for this show. The Everly Brothers were extremely popular, a lot of number one tunes. This was one of them. Bye Bye Love, I remember it was the my summer I graduated from high school before I'd gone off to college. Life was full of joy and adventure. I went to a high school graduation yesterday down in Asheville, and I could feel the same energy and expectations and hopes that I could remember having felt all those years ago. And that summer, I spent part of it in Abingdon, and I remember this song playing on the radio. And it's a little loud and brassy, but I loved it then, and I love it now. So this is Bye Bye Love by the Everly Brothers.
Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy. I sure am blue. She was my baby. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. I'm through with romance. I'm through with love. I'm through with counting the stars above. And here's the reason that I'm so free. My loving baby is through with me. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye.
Bye-bye, love, by the Everly Brothers. Well, I mentioned Leavers, Leavies, and being in the middle. Also, even in a happy relationship, there are problems, and they need to be dealt with. And, of course, all of us have been in relationships where there were problems, and sometimes it didn't work out so well, and sometimes it did. I remember when at one point I was going through a very difficult challenge to my relationship, which eventually failed, and this song became popular. And I used to play it, and I believed it and hoped that it would be true in my case, that there would be a happy ending, that we would find our way out of the problems we were in. And this song expresses that hope very well. So this is by Earl Thomas Conley, and his voice, again, rings my poignancy bell, and this song does too. It's kind of a song about hope, and maybe a little bit of faith too. And faith and hope aren't always rewarded. And in this case, who knows? We don't know how this one worked out. So, We Believe in Happy Endings by Earl Thomas Conley.
angry words and broken hearts, till silently we sit apart, you and I. But in a while the anger's gone, and we forget who's right or wrong. Then one of us will end it all with just a smile.
We Believe in Happy Endings by Earl Thomas Conley. We've got time to slip in one more song before the end of the show, and it's a short one by the Beatles. I cannot emphasize enough what a big deal the Beatles was when they first came up and the range of their music. This is a children's song, and there was a wonderful, silly, animated movie that went with it. It's called Yellow Submarine, and it was just a big hit at the time, and I've always enjoyed it, and it'll fit in to the remainder of the show.
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea, and he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed onto the sun, till we found a sea of green, and we lived beneath the waves in our yellow submarine.
We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine.
To play.
We
submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine. Yellow submarine, yellow submarine.
Left on ahead, Mr. Blaster.
That's all we need. Sky of blue and sea of green. In our yellow submarine.
We all live in a yellow submarine. A yellow submarine. A yellow submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine. A yellow submarine. A yellow submarine.
That was Yellow Submarine by the Beatles. Well, I've got a minute before I end the show to share with you some thoughts I've had. I've been in a discussion with a friend. This friend is somewhat more mystical and enlightened than I am, quite a bit, I'd say. And here are the three statements that he and I came up with. God is in everything, and every moment is sacred, especially every moment of consciousness. Secondly, everything is perfect. Everything is just as it should be. And finally, everything is one. We are part of an entire universe, and we can experience the loss of our personal identity and feel completely immersed and identified with the whole. Those were the insights that he shared with me from his experiences. I seek to have that consciousness and awareness. And who knows, maybe someday I'll get it. Join me. But while we're waiting and looking for that opportunity, it is time to tell you that you're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. Wombats and Music comes to you Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. And it's my chance to play for you songs I love from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station in Emory and Henry, Virginia. And now it's time to end the show, and each week I do it the same way. I ask you to join me or encourage you to join me in doing something. And what is it that I ask you to do? It's to celebrate. And what do I ask you to celebrate? To celebrate, well, most joyously, our being here on this planet, in this life, alive at all. Goodbye.